Nongo Piri, Things We Do on the Weekend on MFM 92.6, 3:15 on the MFM Lunch Show. Tell me what to do. Listen, this song is a bit inappropriate because it's not the weekend yet. But I think we're motivating you to just hang in there for the rest of the week. It's almost weekend time. But it is a Wednesday. And you know that every single Wednesday, we have the IT department in studio with us, chatting all things Bits and Bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
And in studio, as always, we have Tian. Hey, how are you?
Hello, hello. It is actually weekend. It's Klein Saturday, so it is actually weekend.
Oh, technically for us, yeah,
it's weekend.
Yeah.
Although this whole bloody week, it's weekend for most of the students because they're on holiday,
oh,
right?
But then it's study holiday, so they're not really on holiday.
Yeah, but I remember those study holidays. Eh? You do absolutely bugger all until the Saturday evening.
That's true.
We have your last bri, and then Sunday you do everything.
That's
so I remember
true.
That week. It was a great week of the year.
That is very much true. But it's been 2 weeks actually since I've spoken to you. So there's a lot of things that have been happening in the world.
Yeah. So strange enough, this time of the year, I don't know why things start slowing down. It's it's crazy in the IT world when it comes to gadgets and that. But it's because that no one wants to release stuff now. They rather wait for either Black Friday or Christmas time,
yeah.
Obviously. So when it comes to that sort of stuff, it's slower. However, this is when the big boys come out to play. And ooh, obviously today, the 7th of September, it is the official day for the
new iPhone
launch. Yes, a big day for Apple Mac today. They launched the new iPhone 7. And they also launched the new operating system, the Mac OS. And I just thought I'd quickly just what we know about the phone thus far. It's only happening tonight. The event is actually happening tonight in New York. Mm-hmm. It's happening at 6 o'clock their time. So it's right about 9-ish. No, it's later, yeah. It's like 12 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Our time. So it's only happening then. But there are a few stuff that we've seen sneak previews of, and it looks like they've changed the camera. They've done a lot on the camera quality, number one. Number two, they've added a second camera, second lens. And that's what they're going to do. Like welcome to the club, Apple. They're using like Samsung or other guys would, and they take two pictures at the same time and then combine it to get the best picture quality.
Ooh,
it's actually
right.
Quite smart. It's actually very smart.
Mm.
And they've also got dual LEDs and they've got multicolor LEDs in LEDs in now. So when you have a flashlight, you can have it in multicolors. Again, welcome to the world, Apple Mac. that has been done, but obviously, when Apple does it, they do it in their style. So obviously, there's going to be some swag with it.
Yes.
So there's minor changes on the phone. Not a lot of, as far as we know, not a lot of operating system changes. However, the big thing changing when it comes to how you use your home button on the iPhone.
Yes.
That's always been the same since iPhone 1.
Mm.
They've changed it now. It will become a pressure sensitive home button. Sometimes how you press it's got certain functions. How hard and hot you push the button physically changes what it does.
That's going to be confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah,
the
but
first
apparently
few.
It makes it because it works a lot like the Apple Mac, like the laptops.
It's
the same thing. So apparently, once you get the hang of it, which takes about 2 to 3 days, according to some of the guys who wrote the reviews. Obviously, there's some geeky guys too. It's very inquisitive, so it's actually quite nice. It's a streamlined effect. It feels more natural.
Mm.
So let's give it a go. Let's give it a bash.
We'll see. Let's give it a cup. Well, it's going to be about a few months till we get it here in South Africa, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll be behind.
Well, I think we're probably not going to be there. Probably about a month. Again, hitting that Black Friday, November. Try to get the catches of Christmas as well. So price range, it's going to be icky. It's starting at 12 grand.
That's the starting.
That's starting, and it's round about ending high ending. It's at 18 grand roundabout.
Listen, I think this should be on your Christmas list because obviously you can't buy this for yourself.
This is a phone. I want to say that again. It's the same. Oh, it's got the same hardware than a laptop, but it's a phone, people. Anyway, and the other thing is what they're also doing. They're doing it in different colors this time, not just black or white. They're doing actually like rainbow colors, and they're also changing the shape slightly of the phone itself. So some things. Oh, and the big other thing is no more headphone jack. Can you believe that? iPhone has not got a headphone stereo jack anymore. Now, if you want to listen to your music, you have to use Bluetooth headphones.
I've lost them already, hey? I don't even have them yet, but I've just lost them.
Exactly. Luckily, the first pair is on Apple. So if you buy iPhone and straight new one, you're gonna get a set of Bluetooth wireless.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a disaster.
That's not gonna bode well. That's not the right decision. But they're not the first people to do it. Motorola did exactly the same earlier this year. So Let's see where that goes.
Yeah, no, we're talking also about the best apps of 2016.
Yeah, so, okay, September, this time of year, so guys get time to review stuff the correct way, and we get the analysis from Google on the Play Store, and we get the analysis from Apple on the Apple Store, and we sort of can see, okay, who's going to be the front contenders for the best apps of the year. Strangely enough, Waze on Android, Waze is almost like Google Maps. It's just much, it's for the people by the people, if I say it. So everyone has a part in it. It does traffic lights, it does traffic spots where people stand and catch you with a camera. All of that's on there. It does a lot of stuff. It's actually quite cool. We don't want to spend a lot of time on it. It's Google Maps on steroids. Go and check it out if you haven't seen it. It's really, really, really cool.
You say it's called Waves.
Waze. W-A-Z-E, okay. Waze. It's actually quite a strange name. It's like Wave without the V's and Z. Waze. But go and try it out. It works on the Google Maps API, so it's very familiar. It's just got loads and loads more rich media. So you can do everything with it. You can even share routes with your friends on the app itself, and then have each other meet each other crossway and have the app work it out for you. That's actually quite cool.
That's cool.
Okay, so the second one we have to look at is LastPass. Now, if you're like me, I'm slightly older than I used to when I was a student, and sometimes because I work in IT, I work with a lot of passwords in that.
Yes.
And we've said many a times on this show, have a strong password, but you can't remember them all. LastPass is your answer to that. It has a master key, and you put all your keys in LastPass, and it will save it for you. It will even remember autocomplete for you. But obviously, don't forget the master password.
That's the tricky part.
Quite a cool app, though. It's free of charge. I've used it once or twice, and I actually started using it ever so more. It's nice. It's a nice app, but there are security reasons to use it and not to use it. So beware.
Very much so. And you say that's available both on iOS and Android?
That's on both, yes. Mm-hmm. That's both Android and iOS. And then lastly, it's our tiny scanner. Now, if you haven't had this on your phone, you should get it now because it's free. Both iOS and Android's got tiny scanner. Uses your camera as a PDF scanner. So you scan any document using your camera, like basically taking a photo of the document, puts it into PDF format with text recognition on there. How's that? Quah! So honestly, now suddenly, if you walk past and you walk past any paper, well, you know, you can take a snapshot. It'll put in PDF format for you, and if it's like this, where it's text, yes, where it's actually computer driven text, it will actually recognize the text and
that you've got is a physical, actually very cool.
You've got a Word document that you can edit in it. It's actually quite cool.
Wow, that's so cool. And you say that's free as well.
It's free, free of charge. And it's just using your camera and using some good OCR software. That's it.
Shucks, I want to try this one out.
That's actually quite cool. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're students and you're walking and you're sharing stuff, sharing information.
Definitely. And taking notes in class,
that's
can be
saying
a breeze.
Yeah. Okay, before our time runs out quickly, just one more thing. So this thing is huge. It's big. I don't know if you remember the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, Sony Walkmans were the shizness of the business at that time.
Yes, I had one.
I had one too. It was just at the end of the cassette era, and they prolonged, basically Sony Walkman prolonged the cassette era for another 2 years, right? They got it right just before CDs came out. Yeah. Okay, so they're back.
You're kidding me, right?
I'm not kidding you. They are back with a jumped up head up headset, and they're back with a new little device. Obviously, it's not a cassette driven. It's MP3 driven, but it looks and smells and it looks beautiful, and it's got great. It's got an onboard sound card that drives the power of the sound. Mm. This is intense, and it comes in a 256, only one size. However, it is a limited edition Sony Walkman, and you shall be paying $3,000.
I was about to say that obviously it probably just costs a whole lot more than it did back in the day.
But apparently the sound, unequivocal. It's like having a stereo in your headset. It's like walking with a mobile hi-fi stereo next to you.
Tian, I'll just put this on my Christmas list. If you love me out there, you'll buy this for me as well, including the iPhone 7.
There we go. You've got your whole life sorted.
Thank you so much, Tian, for joining us today. We run out of time, unfortunately. We'll chat again next week. Are you coming back next week?
Marky's back next week. Mm-hmm. I'll see you in a fortnight.
All right. So you can catch Tian and the rest of the team on Twitter.
Yeah, where
can
we find you on Twitter? IT Stalin Uni. At IT Stalin Uni. That's all. And please, any questions, any remarks, go on there. Mm-hmm. And then you can also find me, Tian_IT, at Tian_IT on Twitter. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tian.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellen Uni.